This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a very special event that's going to be coming up that we're going to ask our listeners to help out on. And we have here to talk a little bit about care packages for some deployed soldiers, and they're from Lenawee County, and happy to have on the program from the Eater and Eagles and American Legion Post 97, Jim Flaherty. Jim, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Dale. Thank you.
As well as we have Terry Graham. Terry, it's good to have you here, too.
Thank you, and it's very, very good to be here.
You're going to be doing putting together some care packages for deployed soldiers, and this is a great idea. But first, how did this come about, and why are you doing it? And Jim, let's have you start off with that.
One of our members, Becky, her son is going on his first overseas deployment to Syria, and he's with nine of his other squad members, both all from Lenawee County and all volunteers. And we just wanted to help out for their first time overseas. And I've received multiple care packages for my times overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it'd be really nice to pay it back and pay it forward.
Yeah. Nice idea, Terry.
Yes.
To be able to do something like this.
It's wonderful. We've got some sponsors that are so helping out with everything, and with the event we're having on the 4th of March, you know, like Monahan's Meat Market, they have really donated a lot. They're doing they're pretty much the entire meal that we're going to do that day for anybody that, you know, brings a little one of the items that we need to send to these guys over there. You know, there's TLC Credit Union. They're helping. You know, they're collecting items. Ace Hardware had gave us a lot of items that were on the list there. You know, we've got, like Aubrey's Pizza. They've given us gift cards to be able to help out. Tractor Supply, we went in there, and I don't know how many.
All the beef jerky that had a clearance sticker on it
We got it all.
Wow.
I mean, wow. They were clearing the shelves. We were carrying it out in bags.
Oh, that's excellent.
The community support has been outstanding so far.
Yeah. And Country Market. Country Market has donated, some gift cards so that we can, you know, use for any part of the meal that we're going to make that day for whatever else we need.
And so far we've received $700 for shipping costs between the DAV Chapter 20, VFW 1584 in Adrian, American Legion 97 in Adrian, Onsted Legion 550 Sons of the American Legion, and the Adrian Eagles.
Okay. So to kind of give an idea is that what you're looking for is that for people to donate items to be able to send over to these soldiers that they'll be able to use. And, it's great that you've gotten this great support from the businesses that you mentioned, Terry. And, of course, you know, the more the merrier, they'll want to jump on board. But to kind of give an idea is that between February 27th and March 5th that you'll be taking the donations.
Yes, there's boxes set up in the Eagles, and it stop by whenever they're open, and you can drop it off. What we're hoping for is most of the people drop off during the food event from 2 to 6 p.m. on March 4th, where Monahan's Meat Market sponsored most of the food provided.
Which is going to be at the Eater and Eagles,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, when we were mentioning all these with the different Legion posts and Monahan, there's also a Lincoln Student Ambassador. It's a program with kids. We have one member that's a school teacher.
Oh, okay.
And so they're collecting. They're going to make cards up to put in with these packages going to these troops. And I just think that's wonderful.
And that's another thing, too, for anybody that is showing up to drop off any items. Just a personalized note is enough, too, that will make their day over there, you know, something to remind them of home.
Sure, absolutely. So what type of things are you looking for people to donate between February 27th and March the 5th? And especially to come on Saturday, March 4th, and you're looking, what's the time frame on that, Jim?
2 to 6 p.m.
To be able to do that. So what type of items are you looking for people to donate then, Jim?
Most of them are beef jerky, ramen noodles, emergency packets, oatmeal packets, painkiller pills, Tylenol, Advil, etc.
Okay.
Flavored drink packets, mixed nut packets, black or green socks, baby wipes, playing cards, sunscreen, toiletries, reading material, candy or gum, a personalized note, foot powder, lip balm, deodorant, lens cleaning wipes, NyQuil, in pill form only. It cannot be liquid, and no alcohol is allowed in any product.
Because it won't be shipped.
It will not be shipped. Yep.
Okay. So along with the little personalized notes that you mentioned, Jim, means a lot, doesn't it, Terry?
Yes, it does. Yeah. These are things when they get back to base, you know, and they're taking their break, then they play cards. They have fun together. But that sunscreen and everything, we're talking about a hot climate over there. And so these things to help protect them when they're out in this. The one other thing I'd like to bring up is Jeremy Brookett.
Mm-hmm.
He, believe it or not, it was a female dog, and then there was it had a puppy,
mm-hmm.
and the female mother was killed. And this is how big Jeremy's heart is. He adopted that puppy, and he actually is sending it back here. It's got to go through some channels to get it back here, but he paid all the money himself out of his own pocket.
Oh, wow.
$100.
Yeah.
Wow.
To have that that pup back here so it could be raised back here and out of that homeless climate it was in over there.
Sure, sure. Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Yeah, that's great. So I know, you know, people here in Lenawee County are great when it comes to supporting people from Lenawee County. And we're talking about people that are deployed overseas that are from Lenawee County. And we have seen it when we do the Think of It program every single year that people really dig down deep. I think this is going to happen again, that people are really going to want to help out with this. So about the items that you mentioned, Jim, is that they can bring those in. And, you know, it's going to mean so much to these people that are deployed to be able to get something like this.
Yes, and I'm hoping to get the packages there by Easter for them.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah,
exactly.
And if we have the support's enough, we might be able to send multiple volleys of care packages for them.
Well, that's the thing, because you say, well, you know, people don't think that, well, they've probably gotten enough to be able to send over.
No.
There's never enough, is there, Terry?
No. I mean, we have the ones from Lenawee County there, but there's an entire battalion over there. They're from Michigan, okay, but there's an entire battalion. But the nine that we're looking at right now they're all from Lenawee County. So we'll send it to those nine guys, and then if they want to hand it out to other ones in the unit, then they can do that.
Yeah. And again, Jim, we mentioned this before, but being able to do something like this, because, you know, you were over there, you know what it's like to be able to get something from home.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And it means a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It touches you.
Yeah. It sure does. And that's why you guys wanted to do something like this.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Honor and country.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Before going any farther, I just wanted to, here on the program, to say thank you to the both of you for your service as well.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah, well, and, you know, we support our veterans big time here at this radio station. So,
absolutely.
You know, thank you so much for what you've done and for what you're doing now.
Our
I think
pleasure.
This is pretty good. Yeah.
Our pleasure.
Yeah. Once again, let's kind of remind people then that you're going to be accepting these items to be put together for care packages. This is going to be done when and where again, Jim?
Boxes are located at the Eagles, at the Adrian Eagles, and you can show up. Their hours are from 11 to 7 p.m., 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. The food event is Saturday from 2 to 6. You can still show up prior to that at 11 if you wanted to, but if you want to get some food, I encourage you to come on out and show some community support.
On the 4th is when we're doing the food.
Yes.
And that's the kind of the main event. But it,
that's when that's we'll have the auction, not
the silent auction.
Yes, yeah. 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 Because you'll be having some of those things that you mentioned, like some of the gift cards and things like that, right? Yeah. Yeah.
And we do it through a silent auction. It's just, and it, for a few bucks, they may end up winning you know, something where they could go have themselves a pizza at Aubrey's Pizza or something like along those lines, and with the different gift cards that we'll have out there.
So. And we'll still be requesting donations for gift cards all the way up until that event to see how many, you know, the most that we can get out of it.
Sure. Yeah. And that's a good point that you brought up, Jim. If businesses and organizations would like to be able to help you and support you and would like to help support this, what's the best way for them to make contact and say, hey, I would like to help out?
My phone number is 931-217-4062.
That's 931-217-4062.
Yep, give me a ring.
And mine is 517-260-4978.
517-260-4978.
And they reach out to us and we can answer any questions they may have.
Good luck in this. I'm certain that you're going to get a lot of support for this. You have already, from what you've been able to mention to us, from the businesses. But you know, the more the merrier, right, Terry?
Yes, absolutely. Because we send these care packages out right now, but if we have stuff we're going to keep in reserve, then we may send some more later.
Sure.
You know, we got to play that kind of by ear, how much we send at one time, you know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, when they come out to the event on March the 4th, too, I think, Jim, you mentioned it before we went on air about maybe even supporting the Eastern Eagles or the American Legion by purchasing a membership, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. We'll have them available.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't think a lot of people realize that, but, you know, people, if they didn't serve, if they're not, you know, a veteran, that they can also be purchase a membership too, right, Terry?
Absolutely. And, it's all about, like with the Eagles, it's all about people helping people.
Yes.
Yep. And that's what the Eagles founded them. So it's a patriotic organization.
So if it's something that somebody wants to get involved with that's positive and helping other people, come on in. The water's just fine.
Yeah. I like that, Jim. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Absolutely. Again, the main event is going to be on Saturday, March 4th from 2 until 6 at the Eater and Eagles there on West Beecher. And a great place to be able to have this. And to be able to drop off items anytime between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. at the Eagles.
Yes.
True. Okay. Much success in this, gentlemen. Thank you so much for doing this and supporting the soldiers over there from Lenawee County, as well as the Michigan unit that's there, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, appreciate your assistance with this, because teamwork makes the dream work.
You know? There you go. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Jim Flaherty, thank you so much for being on the program. Thanks so much for all you do.
Thanks for having me.
As well as Terry Graham, I'm sorry, that also is a part of this. Terry, thanks for all you have done, too.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.